The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is our epistle reading for this past Sunday from the 16th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Philemon. It's only chapter, verses 1 and 10 to 21, where the Apostle Paul wrote, "Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, who is my very heart, back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I am in chains for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor you do will be spontaneous and not forced. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back for good, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He is very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a man and as a brother in the Lord. So if you consider me a partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay it back, not to mention that you owe me your very self. I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you knowing that you will do even more than I am." My dear friends in Christ, Paul wrote this letter to Philemon, a Christian friend of Paul's who lived in Colossae, and the Church of God met there in Philemon's home. But he wrote this letter to intercede with his friend for Onesimus. Onesimus had been a slave in Philemon's household, but Onesimus had run away, and he ran away probably with his pockets filled with money from his master's home. Eventually, what happened with Onesimus is that he found his way to Rome and then ultimately to the Apostle Paul, where Paul was under house arrest, awaiting trial with the Roman courts because he was there, well, because he had preached the gospel. Paul shared the gospel with Onesimus, and the Holy Spirit worked through that word to call Onesimus to faith and to make him into a believing child of God. And a close bond quickly developed between Paul and Onesimus, so that Paul looked at Onesimus as if he was his son. He calls him my son in our reading. And Onesimus' new faith and his deep personal loyalty to Paul, it quickly became obvious in Onesimus' actions. Onesimus, oddly enough, the name means profitable or useful. Prior to his being called to faith, he was totally unprofitable and unuseful to anyone. But once the Holy Spirit worked on his heart, then he became profitable and useful, well, to Paul, and became Paul's legs, able to do things for Paul while he was under house arrest there in Rome. Paul would have liked to have kept the newly profitable Onesimus there with him to help him out so that he could continue to do more with his gospel outreach. He probably could have prevailed upon Philemon, maybe coerced him in allowing him to do so, let Onesimus stay with him, but he felt like that wasn't the right thing to do. He doesn't command or plead with Philemon to set Onesimus free. And now maybe it's important to realize that the purpose of the gospel, it's not to change the social order of this world, but to change people's hearts. And Well, Paul, he was confident that the gospel in the hearts of both masters and slaves, that would result in the elimination of slavery's abuses and problems, and lead slaves and masters to have a new respect for each other and a Christian concern for each other, for one another. So what Onesimus did at Paul's urging is he went back to his master willingly to seek his forgiveness and to return to his service as a slave, because for whatever reason he was there properly as a slave. But how would Philemon react to this? Under Roman law, a master who had a slave that fled away from him, he had the legal right to inflict some horrible punishment, even death, on the slave that had run away. But Paul wrote this letter to Philemon to plead with Philemon not to treat Onesimus with the harshness and cruelty that was typical to people in the Roman Empire at that time, but instead to show the forgiving spirit that marks those who are truly followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, what Paul does is he pleads with Onesimus, as our reading says, in the Lord. Paul was calling Philemon's attention to the fact that he had graciously received forgiveness and love from the Lord. And so he was saying to Philemon, and he's also saying to us, that before we would deal harshly with someone who has wronged us, we'll want to think of how gracious and forgiving our God has been to us. You know, when others wrong us, the debt that they would officially owe to us is always going to be a much smaller debt than the big debt that we owe to God because of our sins, and God has forgiven us of all of our sins. See, now that's the basis for the plea to forgive and forget that's included in our reading here. It's God's love and forgiveness. It motivates us. It moves us to forgive and forget. Paul also pleaded with Onesimus for his own sake. Paul said that Philemon owed Paul his very self, it says. And apparently God had brought the gospel to Philemon through the Apostle Paul, so that through the Apostle Paul's preaching and teaching, the Holy Spirit had called Philemon to faith in Jesus. Paul was telling Philemon and us that we'll want to show appreciation to those who share the gospel with us. And now Philemon, what he could do is he could show his appreciation by being gracious to the returned slave, Onesimus. And Paul pleaded with Philemon to forgive and forget as a way to show his Christian love. And what better way can we show our Christian love than by forgiving those who sin against us? So the basis for Paul's plea to Philemon, to us, to forgive and forget, was the grace and love that Philemon had received, that we received from our God. And again, the basis for the plea for you and for me to forgive and forget, that's God's amazing grace and love and forgiveness for you and for me. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace, mercy, and love for sinners like us. Thank you for always being ready to forgive and forget our sins. Please always remind us of your grace and love to help us also to be ready to forgive and willing to forgive and forget those who sin against us. We pray in the name of Jesus, who lived and died for us and paid for all our sins. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.